For the past 2 months, you've heard about WNYC's Clock Your Sleep project. Of the thousands of you who track your sleep with us, some of the most vocal participants were shift workers. There are at least 600,000 shift workers in the New York metro area alone, showing up to work in the late afternoon or very early morning. Reporter Paige Cowett found that for them, not getting enough sleep is more than a nuisance. It can be a major health threat.
So this is me here.
I meet up with critical care night nurse Barbara Steen at 8 on a Monday morning, and she's heading home after her weekend shift. For most people, the week is just starting. But Barbara has been awake since 3 on Sunday afternoon, and she isn't planning to go to bed anytime soon.
How tired are you?
Not at all. That's the unfortunate part.
Wait, that's the unfortunate part?
Yeah, I don't really get that tired, so that's why I keep going and going and going.
By the time she goes to sleep tonight, she'll have been up for 30 hours straight. And she's been managing to make this schedule work for the past 24 years. But the one thing she can't quite manage, her weight.
Because I'll just be like, oh, I'm just so hungry and tired, and I'll just eat. And then that opens the floodgates, and I'll just keep eating, because then the theory is, well, I've blown it already, I'll just keep going.
For shift worker Anna Manzo, the problem isn't her weight.
You know, I just can't handle the late night functioning. When I'm working at night and I'm really stressed out, I feel like I've had, like, chest pains. You know, I'm only 5'2", 130 pounds, and I've actually got, like, borderline high blood pressure.
And yet, for the past 15 years, Manzo has worked the late shift at the production hub for a newspaper chain in Connecticut. Her shift is from 4 p.m. to midnight, which might not be so bad, except she says she can't sleep past 6 a.m.
Okay, so it's 12:45, and we're leaving the building and getting into the car here. This is like one of these reality shows with a person that's sleep deprived.
She's gotten so used to driving drowsy after her 18-hour days, she says it's like being on autopilot, and she enters a sort of dream state.
I actually like would see the cars in front of me, you know, the taillights, and I would see like they turn into like little animal faces, like the kind that you would see on a totem pole.
Once, she woke up and was completely stopped on the exit off-ramp near her house. She said she had no idea how long she'd been sitting there. She knows she's at her best first thing in the morning, but her job is at night. And for the millions of shift workers in this country, it's not just the risks of driving drowsy, weight gain, and hypertension. Scientists are learning more about how sleep deprivation, especially for shift workers, increases the risk of diabetes, heart disease, even cancer.
The World Health Organization considers shift work a carcinogen because of the incidence of breast cancer in women. That's a pretty strong and profound statement.
Russell Sanna is the executive director of the sleep medicine program at the Harvard Medical School, and he says off-hour jobs are only growing.
There's a lot of job growth in areas where people need to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning in order to be at work at 6 a.m. These are the TSA workers at the airport, the people that stock shelves at our big box stores. That's not going to go away. Sleep and capitalism are at the opposite ends. They are at odds.
Which is why researchers are trying to understand just what makes shift work so bad for our health. And when it comes to understanding the cancer risk for shift workers, the prevailing theory right now is that light at night may be interfering with the hormone we secrete in darkness, melatonin.
Melatonin actually has direct anti-cancer effects. In other words, it can directly inhibit the growth of breast cancer cells.
Dr. David Blask is a biologist at the Tulane University School of Medicine.
We will lose that cancer protection by being exposed to light at night. And this is particularly troublesome, we think, for people who work night shifts.
And Blask's lab has shown, at least in animals, that the more melatonin is suppressed, the faster tumors can grow and the risk of developing cancer rises. Which means that shift workers like Barbara Steen and Anna Manzo are vulnerable. They have to be awake at night, and they need light to do their jobs. At the Lighting Research Center in Troy, New York, scientists are looking into making light at night less harmful.
Hi, Mariana Figuero. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Mariana Figuero studies how the light spectrum impacts our bodies and our health. She says different color lights could be a solution.
We think that the red light has the potential to be the best of both worlds. It will not suppress melatonin, and it will give you that alerting effect that you can get, say, with a cup of coffee.
The light radiating from fluorescent light bulbs in our offices and our homes, even our computer screens and digital devices, all skew toward the blue side of the spectrum, which is very effective at suppressing melatonin. But Figueroa's research finds that if your eyes see red light instead, even just in small doses, you could stay awake without interfering with your melatonin at all. So they're trying to figure out how that could actually work in practice.
You can dose yourself at certain times of the night. So I think break rooms would be an ideal place. You can have light boxes. Nowadays, there are blue light boxes for treating seasonal depression. You can have red light boxes, say.
Figueroa's team built goggles that have four red LED lights attached. They imagine workers could use these as personal light treatment devices.
I think I was imagining like full-on goggles.
They'd put them on during breaks to get that dose of red spectrum light. So I tried them on.
And they're pretty comfortable. How do I look?
You look great.
As researchers experiment with devices like this, we have a dilemma. We depend on people who work at night, like nurse Barbara Steen. And for now, she's still just coping.
I'm at a point now with working nights, being 55, and being overweight, that all those things that I don't want to get are just around the corner. I don't want to ever be the people I take care of.
As we learn more and more about exactly how damaging this kind of work can be, in this country, there are millions of shift workers and counting who, like Steen, continue to push their bodies year after year just to make a living. For WNYC, I'm Paige Cowett.
This story is part of WNYC's Clock Your Sleep project. For the last 2 weeks, our hosts and listeners have joined rival sleep teams to see if they can get more sleep by working together. Tune into the Brian Lehrer Show at 10 a.m. to find out which team is claiming the winning title.